It's sentencing day for Steve Bannon. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. The former Trump White House advisor who refused to cooperate with the Democrat-led House committee investigating last year's Capitol riots.
The Justice Department is seeking a six-month prison term for Steve Bannon, a former top aide to former President Donald Trump. Prosecutors say Bannon should get a penalty harsher than the minimum of 1 month in jail and also wants Bannon to be fined $200,000.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers. The committee subpoenaed Bannon to testify about giving details on Trump's attempts to overturn election results. A federal appeals court has ruled Republican Senator Lindsey Graham must testify before a grand jury about attempts to overturn Joe Biden's win in Georgia. Graham's claim as being a senator shields him from that testimony. A victory in court for President Biden is programmed to let millions of Americans wipe out thousands of dollars in federal student loan debts.
Supreme Court Justice Amy Coney Barrett unilaterally rejecting an appeal from a Wisconsin tax group seeking to block the debt forgiveness program. Also Thursday, a judge dismissed a lawsuit filed by six Republican-led states challenging the forgiveness program.
Fox's Steve Rappaport. President Biden campaigned in Pennsylvania last night for John Fetterman, the Democrat trying to win what's now a Republican Senate seat.
At a fundraiser, Fetterman blasted Republican opponent Dr. Mehmet Oz, who's been critical of Fetterman's health since the Democrat had a stroke. Fetterman told the crowd, "What kind of doctor roots for a person who is sick to stay sick?" Oz told Fox this week Fetterman spending a fortune to beat him.
"We're expecting another $10 million coming against us. And it's a panic move because they know they're in trouble."
Fetterman and Oz are slated to debate next week.
Fox's Jill Nato. European leaders meet today discussing more humanitarian aid for Ukraine after Russian attacks destroyed a third of Ukraine's energy infrastructure. The U.S. says Russian leader Vladimir Putin, despite denials, is getting drones he's using for bombings from Iran.
"This is another sign of just how brutal Mr. Putin is willing to be."
National Security Council spokesman John Kirby. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Abortion is one of the big issues in the midterm elections 18 days away, especially for Democratic voters after the Supreme Court ruling gave states the right to ban or restrict abortions. The Pentagon has updated its policies.
Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin's new guidelines will protect the privacy of seeking an abortion. Proximity to care will also be easier, even when relocating. Pentagon spokesman Air Force Brigadier General Pat Ryder says regardless of where one is stationed,
such moves should not limit their access to reproductive health care.
Local commanders won't have a say in who gets care. Availability of care will also be clearly posted on installations. Secretary Austin wants the policy effective by the end of the year. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
There is new controversy surrounding Elon Musk and his plan to buy Twitter. The Washington Post reports that Tesla CEO is readying mass layoffs at the social media company if he takes over, that Musk could cut 75% of Twitter's workforce. On Wall Street, stocks could drop for a third day in a row. Dow futures down about 100 points. In the baseball playoffs,
one swing of the bat by Alex Bregman was all the offense the Astros needed. Bregman's three-run homer in the third inning off Yankees pitcher Luis Severino helped Houston beat New York 3-2. Astros starter Framber Valdez gave up two runs and four hits in seven innings with nine strikeouts. Ryan Presley picked up a second save of the series when he struck out Matt Carpenter to end the game. Houston has won seven of the nine matchups this year against the Yankees. Game three will be Saturday in New York. Bob Bortali, Fox News.
On Thursday Night Football, the Arizona Cardinals beat the New Orleans Saints 42-34. Off the field, a big trade. The Carolina Panthers sent running back Christian McCaffrey to the San Francisco 49ers for several draft picks. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network, subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.